Innisfail. The town has chosen a familiar architect to begin schematic design work on the proposed new multi-million aquatic centre, which could lead to a full multiplex for the community. At its regular meeting on May 9, Town Council selected Group 2 Architecture Interior Design for the project's schematic design work, a task that is expected to cost a total of $600,000 and take a year to complete. Group 2 Architecture Interior Design was the company that designed the 19,375 square ft. Innisfail Library, Learning Center, which officially opened its doors on January 23, 2012 at a cost of $8 million. Mayor Jean Barkley said after the council meeting, she was pleased this important first step in the long meticulous process was completed and noted the town must still select a general contractor before the schematic design work can proceed with senior town staff. Once that is complete and the contractor is chosen, then administration and the other two parties will sit down and get to work, said Barkley. I am very confident about it and I am looking forward to the next several months. The project's opening schematic design process will include determining its site, and reviewing options for energy, accessibility and wellness. Once the schematic design work is done next year, Town Council will then decide whether to proceed with the new Aquatic Center project, which could be built near the Innisfail Arena and possibly be the first phase of a full multiplex facility. Stephen Kennedy, Director of Operational Services, told Council on May 9 that administration had just completed its architect selection process for the schematic design work after request for proposals went out on April 22. Council was told the town received three consultant proposals. They were Group 2 Architecture, HCMA and ACI Architecture. The three companies then went through a four-stage evaluation process, including interviews, that had a scoring system based out of a possible 670 points. Kennedy told Council that Group 2 Architecture scored the highest with 526 points. All were done very well, very professional. All firms were adequately qualified to complete this project, said Kennedy, who told Council that of the three submissions, Group 2 Architecture had the most experience. As well as being very well versed in aquatics, we did score them on their pool experience. That was a high rank as well. On February 28, administration presented Town Council an Aquatic Center project update report that recommended the town of Innisfail proceed with the new Aquatic Center project. After considering two project delivery options, council was told the cost to get the schematic design work done would be about $600,000, more than double what was approved during last fall's 2022 budget deliberations. Administration told council that once the schematic design process phase is completed, the town will apply for government grant funding. Council was told the project will be put on hold until 50% of the funding for a $20 million budget is secured. To cover this cost, administration is proposing a combination of a long-term debenture, government loan, of up to $10 million, and grants, as well as potential monies received from Red Deer County or through sponsorship opportunities. Administration is proposing that annual loan payments can be made through monies invested annually into the town's facility reserve fund, currently at $450,900, and by higher property taxes.